Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it, play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Huh. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Hey, 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 welcome to the show. This is yours truly, it's your boy K. Diddy, along with my other partners in crime, Pretty Tony and Lady Joy, and you're listening to Can a Player Play? We come to you every Sunday at 2:30 right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we render to you what we perceive valid, informative information on a varied amount of topics and subjects. Today, we're talking about less education, more incarceration. That's right. I said that. Less education, more incarceration. And I know a lot of y'all out there can relate. You know, school budgets being cut, teachers underpaid, more prisons being built. You know, right now, you know, I thought that, number third largest industry, prison industry, and well, we have even Fortune 500 companies, you know, engaged in the business of, you know, incarcerating people, you know, because they can get a whole lot of labor, you know, free. And we'd like to know what y'all got to say about that, what you got to say about that. We need to know. Give us a call, 646-929-2870, and tell us what you think about that. Maybe you got a friend, maybe you got a loved one, maybe you got somebody close to you, you know, that's doing time for a crime that they really didn't commit just because the government wanted to make some fresh new license plates or some dairy products or whatever it is that they do. But anyway, we're going to get down with that subject, and we'd like to hear from you. But in the meantime, stick and stay. We'll be right back.
Hello, baby. You just tuned in to WHWD, and I got a special request that goes out to Mary Jane. This is for you, baby girl, for you.
1956 Jaguar Roadster, 5-inch white walls on Goodyear tires, fire engine red, chrome on front and rear, white interior, tall black, it's Wonder Bread. I'm feeling hurt, I'm in pain, miss my girl, Mary Jane. We made love for the first time last night, and I was hoping I could see you again, Mary Jane.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
I'm trying to find
Yeah, that's Mr. Low Diggs looking for Mary Jane, but she might be locked up too, messing with this economy. But welcome back to Can a Player Play. Joy LaShawn, you in the house? You in the building?
I'm in the house. I'm here.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, hey. We rolling along today with less education, more incarceration. How about that?
Oh, works for me.
What do you mean it works for you? No. School budgets being cut, teachers underpaid, more prisons
being built.
What's up with that?
You know, it's just, you know, I just think it's wrong because everybody that went to college to get their, you know, degree on to do some stuff, and it's like, it's not working now. And that's just wrong. You know, why bother? It's like, I went to college to do this, and now I can't even get paid for it.
Yo, hold on. Come on, I heard a familiar voice. Sound
yeah,
like Santa Claus.
It's the boy PT coming through, man. You know what I mean? Representing, loving, living, life, you know what I mean? I got to dip out on y'all for a moment. I got a quick little thing I got to do. But I wanted to make sure I came through and represent on the show. And I'm very passionate about this topic because our children are the seeds that we plant for the future. And if we are planting more incarceration and less education, the nation on a whole is going to suffer. And more than likely, it will be children from the minorities that will really be affected by all this incarceration, because, you know, we can be honest, 60 to 65% of the people locked up are black and brown brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? And that's never good. That you know, right now they're building bigger prisons. Corporate 500 companies are getting into the prison business, but they want to pay teachers less and take benefits from teachers. If we're not teaching our kids anything, how are we going to make it is the question that we're asking today. How are we going to make it?
Well, yeah, that becomes a major question, you know, because the parents, they want to teach you a certain thing and have certain ideals that they have for their kids, you know, but then society have a whole nother kilo going along.
Okay.
But I got to ask a question. I thought government was of the people, by the people. So if we're electing officials to represent us, how are these decisions coming down and we're standing on the sidelines?
Well, my question has always been, if you're the only one playing by the rules and everybody else cheating, you're still going to lose.
That goes back to that
by the people, for the people stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you're the only one playing by the rules and everybody else cheating, you're still going to lose, buddy.
Okay.
They call that having a stacked deck. Oh, they got a whole bunch of different names for it.
Loaded dice.
Got a whole bunch of different names for it. You know what I'm saying? You know, but whoever create the game also established the rules.
Right.
And that's what people need to realize, and they always forget, because they always have this attitude, this mentality, like, I'm finna be all that up in here, I'm finna run that up in here, but if you didn't create it, how is that possible?
Right.
You know? You know, and this society show us every day, they show us every day, at the end of the day, who's really running things. Because people think they can get financial security by having a certain amount of dollars, a certain amount of financial wealth. But just as soon as you get financial security, you think they show you that their money don't really mean anything if you have money and no power. That's when you end up making license plates
and all your memories are gone.
Making those lots of plates and stuff.
And all your millions are gone, and you wonder, like, man, what did I do all this for? You know, I'm still locked up. I can't get out. I got money.
Ain't doing nothing.
Counterfeit. I can't spend it. You know what I'm saying? My girl get a new car every time she come visit me, and when I can't buy a new car, she don't come visit. So, I mean, what is she really doing?
Right.
You know?
Man,
we really need to wake up.
There's a whole lot.
Tell me about your people.
There are a whole lot more questions than there are answers right now, and I think we need to reverse that table a little bit. More answers need to be provided, like, you know, a governor that's trying to cut a budget up there in Wisconsin. You know, they're trying to take money out of the budget, so they're telling the teachers and the firefighters and the police officers and such, oh, you know, we got to pay y'all less and this and that. But y'all just, you know, you're cutting school budgets, but y'all talking about building a $75 million prison. Can somebody please tell me how that makes sense to you? You know what I mean?
Yep,
well,
that's what I'm saying.
You know, California.
Well, from the
California, just stretching brothers now. You know, just locking brothers up left and right, man. America has the largest prison population in the world.
Slave labor, buddy. Where else can you get a full day's work for like 30 cents, 65 cents?
That's where we at.
Isn't that far below minimum wage, however you look at it?
That is far below minimum wage, my brother. And once again, like I said, and this is what's bugging me, we're all standing idly by on the sideline while somebody else, matter of fact, let me even put it better. We're all sitting in the back seat of the car as somebody's about to drive it off the cliff. And we ain't doing nothing. China, India, and other nations in the world are far outpacing America because they have placed a premium on education. They are thinking 10, 20 years ahead. A lot of people think, oh, how did China just run up on the world? No. Do your research. The Chinese started this process 30, 40 years ago when they said they were going to become the most highly educated country in the world, and now the fruits of that labor are bearing big time. While we have been systematically... Go ahead.
No, I just had a question. I wanted to ask, why do people in America, United States, have this lackadaisical attitude toward change? Because we tend to feel like nothing relates to us or nothing has any impact on us till it's right at our personal door.
I agree with that. I completely agree with that. You understand what I'm saying? If it's not a thing, you know, we like to think, oh, that don't bother us. Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah, that don't affect us. That's around the corner, next block.
You know, that's that same mentality when what was going on in the hood wasn't in the burbs. Nobody cared until a lot of people from the hood started going to the burbs and the problems started surfacing. Then they wanted to acknowledge, oh, there is a problem, but by then you're behind the problem. We need to get ahead of the problem. And the problem is that if you have less education, directly is linked to more incarceration because we're not teaching our children anything. And like our old grandmama used to tell us, the devil find work for the idle minds and idle hands, man. And we showing up seeing the fruits of that their problem right now.
Well, too many of us, I think, are reactive, and not enough of us are proactive.
I completely believe in being proactive, sir. And you're absolutely right. Too many people, we are a reactionary nation. We are a reactionary people. That tree been leaning over there for a while, but now we're going to let it lean for a little bit longer. It ain't hurting nobody till the damn tree fall and crash into the house and hurt somebody. Why the hell was that tree leaning? Why didn't nobody do it? Hey, I thought you was going to do it. No, I thought you was going to do it. Well, it never got done.
And then you start talking about what you should have did.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So we need to increase proactivity so we don't have to be as reactive. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, we're losing our children. We're losing
we
our grandchildren. And it's not even a
And if we don't get a handle on it, they're going to be lost. You know, we all need to get a handle on it. You know, we all have our problems. You know, we all, as adults, do our thing. And, you know, we're all human. But the thing about it is, our kids, that's our future. They are our future. And if we don't get a handle on them now, it's lost. And, you know, I just pray for all of us. You know, we all have our faults. Nobody is perfect in this world. And, you know, for us to be able to grab a hold of what we can grab a hold to, you know, let's just do that.
Too much sideline. Got to get in the game. Brothers and sisters are getting locked up in record numbers right now, man. Record numbers. Sometimes you have a conversation with a brother or a sister, and you like, and I'm not being disrespectful when I say this. You sit and you talk to them, and you wonder, where the hell has your mind been? Nobody didn't teach you nothing? That's what's happening to our kids, man. And that's
They probably were disruptive in school, Tony. They probably had a teacher that was underpaid and was not happy with her position. And that particular teacher didn't care if that little badass kid learned anything or not.
Made it or not, okay.
She did not care, and that's when it goes back to this, like, vicious circle. We're losing our kids, but we also losing our teachers, because what happens within the urban communities, our black educators, they end up going to the white schools that can afford to pay them and want to pay them. You know what I'm saying? So they're not even there in the urban communities to teach the minorities, because at the end of the day, they're trying to take care of their kids too. So they find themselves and these schools with little or no budgets, little or no books, and then you got some depressed families in the neighborhood with depressed kids coming to school with bad attitudes, cussing at the teachers, giving the teacher fingers, threatening the teacher, and the teacher is doing good just to show up. So the question is,
right. How
do we correct that in order for the teachers to get back in the mindset where they really care and want to teach the kids, because they're not threatened and they're not underpaid.
And that right there is one of the key questions that I don't hear anybody asking. All I hear is, you know, we all make need to, dollars and cents have got to be accounted for. I understand all that. But if you can build a $500 million rocket to shoot up to some planet that may not come back down, why can't we educate our kids with that $500 million?
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? That's just money basically being shot up in the air. Not saying I'm not for space exploration, because I'm for all of that. I'm just asking questions. And why is it that when a president wants to discuss improving our education system, people are hesitant? People are hesitant, but you don't mind a $60 million library dedicated to Ronald Reagan or some dead president getting built, but you have a problem designating that $60 million to go to the Compton School District or something of that nature.
Hmm.
You know, you don't mind a pet project where you're paying farmers extra money for corn, for ethanol, and all that stuff. And we really ain't using the stinking ethanol because we're still hooked on our oil-dependent country. And we're giving farmers billions of dollars for this. But we have much cheaper and better technology available to us. You know what I mean? So once again, the lack of education is leading to more incarceration. And not only am I talking about physical incarceration, our children are becoming slaves to material things. A child won't go outside and play anymore, but they'll stay inside and play the Xbox for 10 hours straight. You know what I'm saying? So a couple people on the switchboard, we see you. You want to jump in? Go on and let them in, Mr. Sir K. Diddy Esquire. 310-686 got their number on, their hand up. Let them on up in here.
That thing about going, y'all mean? What does y'all mean?
Well, say that again.
What does
we didn't
y'all
hear the
mean
first part of the statement.
You're a fucking radio show, you're talking, y'all mean? Y'all mean?
Cutting corners and
I know y'all mean. He doesn't play anymore.
Cutting corners in conversation.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, we're here. And who is that? Who is that?
I don't know. Maybe he had an opinion. 310-686, you're on with us, but he didn't have nothing to say. But
The topic of the show today is less education, more incarceration. Do you have an opinion on that?
Ooh, less education, more incarceration. No, I think that is so wrong. You know, it should be more education, less incarceration. We educate our young folks, you know, into doing what's supposed to be right. Why should we incarcerate them? You know, once they're educated, you know, you learn the stuff. Okay, this is good for you. Learn what you're supposed to learn, okay? And do the daggone thing. Come on.
Absolutely. And
yeah, because, you know, we are granted so much stuff, okay? And if you are granted something to educate you, to move you further ahead, jump on it. Jump on it. Help your brothers and sisters jump on it. That's what our parents are here for. You know, we get the opportunity to educate our kids on that. Let's do that. You know, that's what we're here for, to grant our babies more. You know, get you more than what we had. And if you are able to grasp that and handle that, do that. Because not everybody is able to be blessed with that. So if you got an opportunity to make it further, do that. Don't question it. You know, ask your ancestors, you know, what I got, you know, what is this for me? Okay, and we will tell you. Okay, we want you to have more than what we had. So jump on it, because this opportunity is not going to last forever. So you got an opportunity to move forward. You got an opportunity to be blessed with whatever that's going to move you forward. Jump on it. Now everybody is blessed with that. Going to get an amen from the choir.
If you don't take advantage of the opportunity that's available to you now, these other people got a place for you. And they talk about 35, 40 cents a day. And I'm not talking about an hour. I'm talking about a day. So, you know, people need to wake up. I constantly try to pay attention and be aware of the circumstances and the situation. And I think people at large, they just need to wake up, start being aware of their circumstances,
the situation, look around at the world, also know where you came from, and that'll give you a good idea just about where you are. And if you're lucky, you might can see where you're going.
Hmm. Okay.
That is the definite gospel right there. That is definitely the gospel right there. 646-929-2870 is the call-in number. You know, hit the number one. I think that last caller we had wanted to listen but not speak, but I just wanted to throw this out there that with all the positive things that we're talking about, that is what we're here to discuss. Is the betterment of ourselves and betterment of those around us, hopefully for a better future for us. That is what life is about.
Yeah.
Better. To make life better for our kids and our grandkids in hopes that some of the struggles that we've been through, they won't have to deal with in this life. And that's just about the reality of it, is to make life a little bit better. And if you're locking people up in record numbers and taking out education programs out of jail and taking care of, taking out rehabilitation, that means that incarceration is not only, it's basically like, you know, Sir K. Diddy Esquire said, it's slave labor. But if you don't, if you got a person locked up for 2 years and don't teach him nothing, that basically means he's going to come out of jail more angry than he went in with the same
thing. Okay.
And
that's too bad, too.
Well, his whole mindset was 2 years ago. You know, his vernacular is 2 years ago. You know, his taste buds is 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it's a definite setback. So his fight would be trying to stay current in an incorrigible situation that is not designed to benefit you. It's designed to further suppress you, punish you, deny you, enslave you. It's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that rehabilitation thing long since went out. That's when what we're talking about, the subject of the day, that's when they found out that how profitable prison industry was. I mean, they got all the dairies around the country with inmates milking the doggone cows. Half the doggone milk you get in Ralph's Albertson come from a farm here in California, a dairy that the inmates didn't work. You know, all the furniture that the armed forces, you know, buy for the military is manufactured by prison industries, which is inmates. You know what I'm saying? They're not paying no minimum wage to those cats. So, yeah, you know, it's a whole lot profitable to lock your little badass up. I'm going to give you all the drugs. I'm going to let you go out and make a million or two. Then I'm going to come take the house, take the car. I'm going to give you woman and your kids to your homeboy. He always wanted anyway. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take the money, and we're going to send you out there to the farm to make some cows for us. You know, and we're going to do that shit over and over again until somebody really wake up and break the cycle. We'll let you have the diamonds, and we'll let you have the pretty cars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll even let you have a cute girl that really ain't even loyal to you. You know, so, hey, what you want to do? Do you want to keep that crazy cycle going over and over again, or do you want to educate yourself and teach your kids something better? So that is the question today on Can I Play It Play? We'd like to know your comments, your feedback. Call in number 646-929-2870. Hit number one. Let us know you're there. And,
We want to hear from everybody.
Yeah, we want to hear what you got to say, because we definitely got to do something about it. We can't let it continue, you know, to roll the way that it is. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we are losing our generations. We're losing our culture. You know, we're losing everything. You know, what little bit we had, you know what I mean? We're losing that. So what you going to do? We want to know.
so we could do it too. So what you think about that, Joy? What are we going to do?
Well, you know, I just want people to call in and, you know, voice their opinions because, you know, this is very serious. You know, our kids are our future. You know, we are here now, but, you know, later on, we might not, all of us might not be here, and we got our kids, and they need to be educated. They need to know what's really going on because they are our future, you know, and there's a whole lot that's going on in the world. Look at what Gaddafi is doing and look at what, you know, a lot of other countries are trying to make their own. You know, it's like, you know, we're tired of this mess. And it's written in the Bible. You can read it. You know, the fires, the earthquakes, the whatever else is going on. It's happening now. And we need to get with our kids. We need to love each other. Yeah, you know, we all have our moments, you know, and we're human. And you know, we talk about each other. We do this. We do that. We say this. We say that. Okay, get past that. Okay, make it happen.
Let me ask you a question. You know, what happens? Because I notice, you know, read the paper a lot, look at it news. You know, you find out that there's a lot of wealthy people in the world that have children. But they end up leaving their empires and their resources to their animals and pets. And the kids, you know, these are educated kids because their parents was able to put them through, you know, the better schools and get them an education. Why do you think these parents decided not to leave the kids anything and decide to give it to an animal? Why would you think they would do that?
Well, you know what? The kids have become, okay, well, I'm entitled. They, you know, they think it's an entitlement. No, it's not. You got to earn that and understand, okay, you might have been living in a life of luxury, but there comes a time when you need to realize you got to earn yours because your parents earned theirs to give you a better life. But understand, you know, it's entitlement, and that doesn't mean that you're going to get that. Okay, you need to wake up and realize that just because it was, you know, you've been doing this for so long, you're an adult now. But, you know, it's really hard for a lot of people that's been in that position. They don't know any better. You know, this is what I've been raised with, okay? So what am I supposed to do? And I feel for them. But they need to realize, too, okay, wake up, okay? Your parents gave you this, but it's not going to always last. So when they're gone, you're in position, you better recognize.
You know, it's just a fine line. I find it to be a fine line because as a parent myself, you know, as you are, we've always wanted our kids to have more than we did, do better than we did. But also in the process of that, we've also failed in the sense that we a lot of times gave them too much.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we did want them to have more, but we end up giving them too much. And sometimes when we fail in that area, we create a monster, you know, unknowingly. You know what
exactly.
I mean? And that's where that sense of entitlement that you're speaking of comes from, you know. And then later on, we find out that these same kids, they got so much of their own life going on. You're sick, but they can't take time to come see you. They maybe may give you a call to find out how you're doing, and you're really fortunate if they got a friend that lives nearby you that can come by and check on their parents, but yet and still, they want to be entitled to everything that you didn't work your entire life to, you know, accumulate. You know, like you said, they feel like they're entitled to, you know.
Exactly.
And I'm like, you know, it really makes it hard. So I guess it's going back to the subject of the show today, you know, where the education,
that our kids are getting in school, the education that our kids are getting at home, or the lack thereof, you know, plays into the same monster. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So you know, it's hard, you know, because the system is really not set up to benefit the people. It's really not. Like, it's supposed to be, I don't know, they've been fooling us for a long time. Because if they weren't, we wouldn't have as many prisons being built, you know, like we're saying today on today's show. We wouldn't be doing it the way that we're doing it right now. So that's what I feel like. So I'm going to ask everybody to stick and stay. We'll be right back. We're going to jump to a little musical interlude, and we'll be right back to continue with Less Education, More Incarceration. We'd like to hear what you got to say. We'd like to hear what your thoughts are. So let us know what we do. We'll be right back.
Hot track. Phenomena. I just want to welcome y'all back one more time with another exclusive. This goes out to all the lovely ladies, all the grown and sexy, all the fly and fabulous ladies. I got one question for y'all. Give track.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you.
Eyes must be deceiving me. I ain't believing me. All the girls in the world, and I ain't seen one fine as she. Her. Made me stumble on my words. Made me praise the Lord, hallelujah. But I'm not in church, it works. Locking eyes with the master plan. Exchange of the names, need the shaking of the hands. A little conversation, cause I knew I'd make her laugh. It's instant, that instant, the seventh I'ma add. Do she have the qualities I'm looking for? Topping all the last that a man couldn't ask for more. No, she got her own, that's a reflection of her credit score. Material and visuals and living in this girl's world. So of course, a relation I pursue. I bust it so she loves it like a Cupid got the flu, it's true. I ain't seen fly as you, shawty girl. I'm pursuing, I'ma see what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you.
I'm a lady, pretty lady, cause it's you I wanna add. Find things for my dream, just throw it in the bag. When we out shopping, don't worry about the tag. The Lexus is breathless, like you sport a gag. Don't trip off what you had, now you made it to the big league. So much be the swipe that your arms get fatigued. Just ask, baby girl, you can have what you please. If you lack in that plastic, go buy the double DG. Didn't mean to offend you. Think of being like a list, show you what I can do. Know you independent in yourself, you can handle. If you wish this is, let me know what it is. Forever got you, I'm patient, we're patient. Like I was your doctor, I know that you got options. The best never lose. So if you wanna win it, baby, tell me what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl?
Yesterday my life was as a drain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sonny one so true, I love you.
Complain or explain, you simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day, all up in my
my son, it was so true. Man, I look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Cross a mile flame, got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My son in one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine is fine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sonny. Thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sonny. Thank you for the love you brought my way.
Apologize for technical difficulties, like knocked us out for a minute. I guess it's storming somewhere. Anyway, outside of our control, but we're back with George Trey.
Like it.
K. Diddy, the elixir of love with Joy LaShawn.
Yes.
You notice I changed my name this week.
You change your name every week, baby. Okay,
oh,
but
understand.
You know, that's all right, though. We got you, baby. We got you.
Yeah, I just kind of like the ring of that. You know, I mean, the tonic of love just didn't work for me. So the elixir of love had a better ring.
Okay.
but anyway, good people. You're listening to Canada Play, and I'm rolling with my girl, Ms. Joy LaShawn. And today we're talking about less education, more incarceration, and what we need to do about that. You know,
You know what? As far as that's concerned, Diddy, we need to educate our children, because us being a minority, you have to look at the facts of the percentage of minorities that's incarcerated. We did a show yesterday on KCEP, a station that I work at, and about the percentages of the black males that are incarcerated and who they are incarcerated with. It's a mixture. And, you know, those of us that might have had a less of a sentence than, you know, you might have drug dealers, you might have white collar, you might have blue collar, you know, and they're all mixed together. And then it's like when they come out of prison, they don't have a chance, you know, because of the stigma that's went with them inside. And there's a whole lot of educated brothers and sisters that are incarcerated that once they get out, they can make a difference. But the society, because of the stigma of them going in with, you know, being collared and all, I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong because we have some educated brothers and sisters. We've all made mistakes in our lives, okay? And let us get past that, okay? If you, it depends on your situation. If you kill somebody, you know, whether it's self-defense or whatever the case, work it out. You know, if you rob somebody, you look at the situation. You might have had a family that you had to feed. And you know, there's a whole bunch of different situations that's going on where brothers and sisters have been incarcerated for whatever reason. And we need to differentiate that because there are some educated people out there that had to do what they had to do to survive, to feed their families, to feed themselves. You know, it's really hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, and you're right, and I think there should be a little bit more because they have these mandatory sentences now, and it doesn't matter. You get the law prescribed where they've really taken a lot of control out of the judge's hands, and you're 100% right. A guy that is just a straight-up criminal with 50 years of criminal history opposed to, you know, a guy that's been working for 20 years to support his family
that's
and just fell
exactly.
down and his wife and kids are sick, and he just went out there and just did something because he was just desperate, should not
they had
be
no other
tried
choice.
And judged like a hardened career criminal. You know what I'm saying? So you're absolutely right in that, and I agree, you know, 100% with you. You know, but right now, like I said, the system is playing hardball. And if you look at, you know, shows like Bait Car, back in the day, those shows would have been considered entrapment. You know, police wasn't allowed to put stuff out there to entice you. You hear me? To entice you to do something.
Okay, I understand
that,
but pay attention to what the show is about. Pay attention to what the show is about. They're letting you know, okay, we're out there to get your ass, okay? So, you know, think about what you're doing, okay?
Yeah,
you want to go out there, you want to jack a car, think about it, okay? You've seen it on TV, okay? So that might be your ass up in there to, you know, you try to steal a car and shit. That could be your ass up in there, so think about what you're doing.
And then they letting you know, you know. They
and they're exactly, they're
any,
letting you know.
Any,
okay,
any
we got a show about
necessary.
This. Okay, we're gonna get your ass. So if you don't think about it, you don't remember. Okay, we got you.
They're gonna get you
okay.
by any means necessary because
mm-hmm.
it's not about being fair. Because back in the day, that was considered entrapment. They could not do
exactly.
that. But now, No, I got you. You shouldn't have did it. I got you. You know it wasn't your car. I got you.
Right. Exactly. Okay. You knew it wasn't yours, so you're all up on camera. Your family, your neighbors, everybody gonna see your monkey ass for doing something stupid.
And we need somebody else.
Just letting you know. Okay.
And we need somebody else to make some license plates, so we just gonna lock you up.
And you're going to be one of them. Oh, man, it's just, you know, we need to think about what we're doing. You know, we as the people, think about what you're doing, okay? The man is out there. He's looking at your ass, okay? And it's like, if I can get you, I'm going to get you, and I'm going to put you on blast.
You know,
okay.
Pay these teachers, man, so they could stay there and teach these kids and these little bad kids that don't want to be educated. You know, there's places for them too, but don't punish the rest of the kids that want to do better, that want to learn, that's hungry for knowledge.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But, you know, it's hard to differentiate, though.
Well, the bottom line is this. If a teacher is married and have kids, you know, their number one duty is to support and take care of their own. And if this school cannot afford them, and another school in another area is going to be able to pay them so they can support their family, that's, first of all, what they're going to want to do.
Right.
You know, so that means the whole other group of kids are going to lose out on the better teachers. You know, then you're going to get some teacher that's mad, disgruntled, you know, not happy with her circumstances, and she's going to bring her attitude and drama to school.
Right.
So it's just a vicious circle. So
it really is.
You're definitely going to have to figure out a way to give our teachers, our educators, what they're worth, first of all, and then we'll know that they'll at least be comfortable in doing what they supposed to be doing, and that's not all of them, but at least we hope that they'll do their job better, you know, but I don't know.
We got to understand, too, where we're at and what we're dealing with. Okay, you got teachers that, okay, I'm in there for a paycheck. You got other teachers, well, I really love what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, totally. You have teachers
and it's really hard to differentiate.
Well, it's a lot of them that love their job, but that don't mean that they don't want to keep their house. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if they don't pay their mortgage, they ain't got no place to live either. So, you know, they love their job. They want to stay there. You know, but we just need to figure out how, you know, we can get at our president, our community leaders, and get their focus back where it's supposed to be, instead of putting up more cameras on the corners on the telephone pole trying to take pictures of somebody's license plate so you can give them a ticket and get some more money.
Right.
You know, get that money to the teachers and shit, man. And maybe the kids will listen a little bit more, and they won't be more so inclined to go out there and drive fast and not read the signs on the corner. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I mean, people just got their stuff focused on the wrong place. But anyway, good folks.
It is what it is.
Last good old 3 minutes of the show, and you have been listening to Sir K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love, and my beautiful co-host, Joy LaShawn, and
thank you, baby.
My other partner in crime, Pretty Tony. And we are Can a Player Play.
Every Sunday, 2:30, 3:30.
Every Sunday, right here, 2:30, every Sunday, right here, 646-929-2870. Reach out for your boy, Lamont, at worldmovement.com. Please go get your copy of the book so we can talk about who is she and what is she to you, because we got some questions.
Exactly.
We got some contests coming up, and you guys might win Joy's car from her that she don't want to drive that we had made for her. We might give it away. You know, I don't know. Go get your book. WorldMovement.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, or wherever fine books are sold. Go get your copy. And tell them where they can get at you, Miss Fine Girl Woman over there.
Okay, you can get at me on Facebook, Joy. J-O-Y, LaShawn, L-A-S-H-A-W-N. Hit me up, and I got you. I got the shout-outs for you. I got information for you. So just hit a sister up. Okay? I got you. Love y'all.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, ain't nothing you can do about it because I got you.
That's what we're saying. Every Sunday right here, Can a Player Play.
And we're going to take y'all home with what Mama did, Mama said. Y'all know what Mama said. So listen to this
My mama once said, take your time, young man. I heard my mama say, don't you rush to get old. My mama once said, live your life, live your life.
It's your boy Lil Diggs, man. Shot-town's best.
You know who it be, it's your boy Gorilla B-R-A-C-K. Compton's finest, hook it up with Shoutown. Back to the west side, you know.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Dead time is what I said to my mama. Before I left my hometown, Chicago. When alone, that's what my cousin said to me. Right before we hit the traffic, pushed the G. Now we pushed away in Texas, pushed away in Georgia, pushed away in, now we pushed away in Florida. Worked my way through the whole East Coast and back round to Chi-town. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mother Haitian, father is Dominican. So I get someone in a million. Push weight, what's a drive like amphibian? Money gets me high like adrenaline. So they hustle, coca, you hustle, ganja, we hustle, flex, hustle, my soul. So when they can go pop, these people stop, and everybody look around, screaming, mama. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like money. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money.
Always had dreams of M16, colors of screens, of 14-inch knees and shit. Tahoes and 24s, jet skis and shit. Who else gon' feed my motherfucking seeds and shit? Mom said, make me proud, make something love yourself. Don't let the cracker trap your ass, put you back up on the shelf. I'm trying to see dough, fuck my P.O. and the D.A. I got a few gallons, yo, I'm headed up to D.A. And I ain't talking Aquafina. I dip you a stick, you move, walk like Michael Jackson and beat it. Then they gave me back my freedom.